Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, February 19th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is reportedly developing a MagSafe battery pack accessory for the iPhone 12, according to a new report from Bloomberg. With previous iPhone models, Apple released smart battery cases to compete with companies like Mophie and others that offer protection and give your iPhone extra charge. For the iPhone 12 generation, Apple is yet to release its own battery case. This Bloomberg report suggests that Apple may never do so, as it instead intends to use the MagSafe connector on the back to be able to create a wireless charging battery pack that simply attaches magnetically onto the back of an iPhone 12. Bloomberg says the accessory will be similar in design to the MagSafe leather wallet, with at least one prototype using a white rubber casing similar to what we've seen with past smart battery cases. But Bloomberg cautions that this accessory has faced development issues, including software issues that make iOS think that the battery pack is overheating, even if it actually isn't. So Apple might end up scrapping the project altogether, and it's not clear if the company has also developed a standard iPhone 12 smart battery case as a substitute if this battery pack accessory fails. Longer term, Bloomberg says that Apple is exploring ways for all of its portable products, including AirPods, Apple Watch, and iPhone, to be able to charge each other, but this isn't something coming anytime soon. One of the most common rumors about the iPhone 11 series before its launch was that it would feature reverse wireless charging, so users could charge AirPods by placing them on the back of their iPhone 11. This feature has never seen the light of day, but it does appear to be something that Apple is still working on internally. In other news, if you've noticed that Instagram links are no longer showing previews when sent through iMessage, you're not alone. Despite speculation that this could be due to the growing rift between Facebook and Apple, Instagram has now confirmed that this is a bug and it's working on a fix. The backstory here is that Instagram links in iMessage have long allowed users to view a preview of the post before clicking through to the full Instagram experience. Other links in iMessage, such as Twitter, also provide this preview functionality, and Instagram previews are still working properly in other messaging applications. In a statement this week, Instagram confirmed that this issue is due to a bug and that a fix will be coming soon. Essentially, what's happening here is that when iMessage tries to open the link to look for the metadata to preview, Instagram forwards the request to the login page. Because the login page to Instagram has no metadata for link previews, iMessage has nothing to show. So Instagram is working on a fix that we expect to roll out soon, and this is not at all related to the growing feud between Facebook and Apple. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9 to 5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
This weekend's selection of the best Apple deals are headlined by various Apple Watch models on sale in certified refurbished condition over at Woot starting at $150. Headlining is the Apple Watch Series 4 GPS Plus Cellular model on sale for $260, which is down from its original $529 going rate and marking one of the best prices we've seen to date. Series 4 offers a larger watch face than its predecessor alongside added water resistance up to 164 feet. The OLED display here is bright and colorful, and you can count on the usual suite of notifications from your iPhone as well as fitness tracking features and more. Next up, Amazon is offering the Bridge 12.9 Pro Plus Wireless iPad Pro Keyboard with Trackpad to $170. Down from its $230 going rate, you're saving 26% here with today's offer matching the all-time low. You'll also be able to score the 11-inch model for $160, which is down from its $200 going rate. Whether you're rocking the latest 12.9 or 11-inch iPad Pro, or even Apple's new iPad Air, this wireless keyboard will elevate the typing experience. Alongside being machined out of aluminum, there's also a built-in trackpad, backlit keys, and 12-month battery life. Plus, Bridge just rolled out new multi-touch features to enhance the experience. Lastly today, Anker's latest sale via its official Amazon storefront has arrived and is discounting a selection of iPhone chargers, Mac accessories, and more. Headlining is the Anker Power Expand Direct 7-in-2 USB-C hub for $46. Down from its usual $60 going rate, Today's offer is good for a 23% discount and marks the best price we've seen in well over 2 months. Anker's USB-C hub features a compact design that connects right to your MacBook Air or Pro. Available in a matching aluminum design, it brings 7 ports into the mix, including SD card readers, a 5K 60Hz HDMI output, dual USB-A slots, and a pair of USB-C ports. There's also support for 100-watt pass-through charging as well to achieve a single cable setup. You'll find all of the other weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com or over on Twitter at 9to5toys.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us if you leave us a 5-star rating and a review. Thanks for sticking with me this week as I shifted through multiple different recording schedules and locations due to the blackouts down here in Texas, so we hope to get back to normal with 5 episodes next week. In the meantime, you can keep up with all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a full week of Apple news.